Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Dawn Dialogues, Setting Your Day's Foundation with God. And today's focus is giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God. In the serene stillness of the early morning, when the world lies quiet, there lies a sacred opportunity to set the foundation of your day. The practice of dedicating the first moments of your day to God is not just a discipline, it's a lifeline to divine wisdom, peace, and strength. Inspired by Mark chapter 1, verse 35, we are reminded that even Jesus, in his earthly ministry, sought the quiet of dawn to commune with the Father. This act of dedication is a powerful testament to the value of starting our day with focused time in God's presence, aligning our hearts with his will and purpose for our lives. Our springboard for today's discussion is Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place where he prayed. This passage underscores the intentional choice to seek solitude and communion with God, emphasizing the importance of making this a priority in our daily lives. It highlights a pattern of life where seeking God's presence and guidance is the first action of the day, setting a spiritual tone and direction. By following this example, we not only honor God, but we also equip ourselves to face the day's challenges and opportunities with divine perspective and grace. Let's do some focus training. Number one, prioritize solitude. Like Jesus, seek a quiet place, free from distractions. This could be a specific room, a corner of your home, or even a spot outdoors where you can be alone with God. Number two, engage in prayer. Start with prayer, presenting your day and yourself to God. Use this time to express gratitude, seek forgiveness, and present your requests and concerns. Meditate on Scripture. Choose a passage or verse for meditation. Let the Word of God speak into your day, guiding your thoughts and your actions. Number four, listen attentively. After prayer and scripture reading, spend time in silence, listening for God's voice. This practice develops a spiritual sensitivity, enabling you to discern His guidance. Number five, journal your insights. Keep a journal of your prayers, your thoughts, and any insights or promptings from God. This can help track your spiritual journey and God's faithfulness. Number six, worship in simplicity. Incorporate a simple form of worship, such as singing a hymn or a worship song, to express your love and your adoration for God. And finally, number seven, commit your day to God. Conclude this time or your time by committing your day and all its activities to God. Ask for His blessing, His protection, and wisdom as you step into the day. In conclusion, the practice of beginning your day with God, following the example of Jesus, as a transformative discipline that enriches your spiritual life and equips you for daily living. It's a declaration of your dependence on God through a commitment to walk in His ways. By intentionally setting aside the first 20 minutes of your day for God, you open yourself up to His guidance, His peace, presence, ensuring that your day is grounded in His eternal perspective. Today's call to action. Commit to spending the first 20 minutes of your day with God for the next week. Use the focus training points above as your guide. Be observant of the impact this practice has on your daily life and spiritual growth. And today's question of the day, what challenges do you anticipate carving out the first 20 minutes of your day with God, and how can you address them? And let's pray. Father, in the quiet of the morning, we come to you, seeking your face and your guidance for our day. Help us to follow the examples of Jesus and dedicating our first moments to communion with you. May this daily practice deepen our relationship with you, guide our steps, and fill us with your peace and empower us to live out your will, shining your light in every encounter. Amen. As we embrace the discipline of starting our day in God's presence, may we find ourselves more attuned to His voice, more aware of His working in our lives, and more equipped to face whatever comes our way. These dawn dialogues become the bedrock of our daily walk with God, transforming our lives from the inside out.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myr2b.com. That's www.myr2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.